Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Eastern Kentucky University is hosting a ribbon cutting for its new cattle handling facility on its Meadowbrook Farm near Richmond. Ed Fredrickson, associate professor at EKU, says the setup is a Temple Grandin design with curved pathways and other features all put into place based on the comfort level of the livestock. It works.
We now have it in place, and it's really working well for the students. They seem to really do well with it. Not only can we teach them how to use a system that's probably about 80% of the new systems going in right now are the similar design to this, but then they learn the principles and stuff that Temple Grandin has talked about and how to use animal behavior in order to take and handle them with less stress.
Over his career, Fredrickson has observed growth in popularity of this style system, which can be safer for the livestock and the handlers.
We eliminate anything that might scare them, shadows or lights or something like that. You just kind of use their natural movements and how they perceive their environment, and we go from there. Silence, everything is quieter. We use the animals without yelling at them or anything like that. We just move them through.
Paraphrasing here, he feels he alone, maybe with one helper, can handle a sizable group of livestock effectively, where with a traditional system, it might take several handlers for that number of cattle. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh,
steak is amazing. Where'd you get your beef?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Pettit family from Webster County, Kentucky.
We started out raising commercial cattle. It's a calling.
It's a way of life.
That's the natural progression,
yeah.
You know, a way of life.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table for our supper at night is a good product.
We are a Kentucky farm family, feeding Kentucky.
Kentucky, feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Cattlemen's Association and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Next Friday, April 21st, EKU will host a ribbon cutting and public presentation of their new innovative cattle handling facility at their Meadowbrook Farm. Ed Fredrickson feels it'll be great for students headed out into the industry and that this is a pretty big deal.
We'll have the Kentucky Cattlemen. I'm faculty advisor for the Collegiate Farm Bureau. They'll be there. A number of people from the community. Mark Dessing is coming from Colorado, so he's one of the people that helped design it.
Again, the system provides low stress for the animals and greater safety all around.
They're easier to handle. They stress less. That means when you give them a vaccine, they're going to build up a stronger titer. It's just the well-being of those animals are a lot better, and for the people as well. I mean, you don't work as hard.
While the ribbon cutting is on the 21st, he says on Thursday the 20th they'll have students on hand demonstrating the system for local farmers. Details on all these activities online at agriculture.eku.edu. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.